What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Controlled Haram and Why Muslim Coppers Need to Realize That the Future, the New Normal, will never ever be the same as it was in the past. Now, as you guys know, I am promoting the harem system. The harem system is pretty much where you don't get married, you have multiple women. Pretty much in modern sense, the harem system is a side hoe with benefits. Now, I get a lot of Muslim guys coming into my comment section saying you're promoting zina and sleeping around. What Muslim guys out there need to understand is that society has long moved on. It is totally irresponsible for you to tell a dude who's gonna live until the age of 80 that, yo man, you can't have sex unless you get married. A lot of women out there, they don't wanna get married. I know a lot of you Muslim copers out there, you go onto the YouTube comment section of the Gabriel Romani and other Muslim dudes out there, and there's hijabis in the comment section saying, I want to get married, I want to be a stay-at-home wife, I want to have beautiful kids. Guess what that hijabi is saying? She's not saying that to Mr. 5'4" Indian curry seal named Yogi Obes. She's saying that to 6'3" top 1% of the top 1% corporate CEO named Chad. Okay? Women want the top 1% of the top 1%. In fact, Mahdi, I forgot his last name. He makes good videos, by the way. Mahdi said women are willing to commit marriage suicide if they don't get the man they want. This is something I've been saying for a long time. Women today are willing to become crazy cat ladies as long as they cannot get the man that they want, okay? This is what you Muslim coppers out there need to understand. Your woman don't want you. So what's the alternative, huh? You know, remain a virgin until you meet Allah at the age of 80? You guys need to understand what controlled haram is. Everything we do today is haram. The money in our pocket is haram. I was just at Starbucks an hour ago. They were playing music. Haram. I was driving down the street to come here. I saw a hot woman. Haram. Everything we do today is haram. Get that through your minds, okay? Now, what is controlled haram? I'm going to tell you. Now, when I was driving cab in LA about 13 years ago, I picked up this drunk white dude. He was like a Chad, light blue eye, blonde, white, but the typical druggy, low class. So he was drunk, obviously, and he wanted to get laid, so he wanted me to drive up and down Sepulveda Boulevard in North Hollywood until we find a prostitute for him. Now, I was driving around North Hollywood, you know, trying to find a prostitute for the guy. And while the meter was going up, you know, 25, 30, 50, 60, you know, 60, I was like, bro, look at how expensive this freaking cab ride is, and you want to find a prostitute. Why don't you just go home, sleep, and then try to, you know, think about doing this tomorrow? Because, you know, as a cab driver, granted, you know, the more the meter is, the more I make, but at the same time, money is really not that important for me. So I tell passengers the truth. I tell them, look man, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. If you want to go down this route, or if you want to go there, you want to go that, you're wasting your money. So I told the dude, listen man, you're wasting your money. We've been driving around for, you know, maybe 45 minutes, no prostitute. So let me take you home, and then tomorrow you can worry about this. He said, and I quote, again, even though this was 13 years ago, he said, I want to get laid tonight or I'm going to commit murder. Obviously, me and him are the only two people in the cab, and if he doesn't get laid tonight, somebody's going to get murdered, and it's probably not going to be him. So do you guys want to know what my answer to him was? Sir, we're going to find you the best damn prostitute $80 can buy. And I ended up finding like fucking Shaniqua on Sepulveda Boulevard, believe it or not. The point I'm trying to get to you Muslim copers out there is that you need to ask yourself, what's worse, zina or murder? What's worse, sleeping with some dirty sharmuta or murdering somebody? Ask yourself that question. Now, I made a video recently about a guy named Rahul Ahmed and his ex-hojabi of a wife. Her name was Sania Khan. They were of Pakistani descent. It actually happened here in America a couple of days ago. You can look it up. So pretty much what happened is that this hojabi, she married a good Muslim dude. And then, like all hojabis, she decided to divorce him and run around the internet saying nigger and shit, saying how he beat her, how he abused her, how he forced her to not walk around wearing bikinis and shit like that. And obviously the guy lost it. He ended up killing her, and he ended up killing himself in the process. What if this guy watched my videos and he's like, oh shit, this is a dumb hojabi. Throw her in the garbage can and just go to a bar and find a hot bitch and fuck the shit out of her, and that would have been the end of that. What would have been better, guys? Huh? Ask yourselves this question, Muslim copers. What would have been better? For him to murder his wife and suicide himself, or dump that woman and just walk into a bar and fuck some hot random bitch? What would have been better? Religion wise, you know, I know a lot of you guys say, well, it's haram. Yeah, well, there's something called forgiveness, and if you commit suicide, there is no going back from suicide. Suicide is a one-way street to hell. Murder is pretty much on the same almost on the same level of committing suicide. So between murder, suicide, and zina is the lesser evil. That's number one. Number two, do you guys know what was the point of marriage? Okay, before we even get into the point of marriage, up until 100 years ago, most people grew up and died in the same place that they were born in. That's number one. Number two, up until 100 years ago, these people who lived and died in the same place they were born in, they only knew 200 people in their community. Today, you can travel all over the world. I see it all the time, guys. I see Muslim hojabis going to Orlando, going to Miami, going to LA. You know, they're saying to their family, oh, I'm going to go there, you know, it's a girls' night out, or, you know, girls' spring break. But the reality of the matter, they're getting their pussy Nagasaki Hiroshima. This is what women do when they're able to travel. Okay, number two, a woman has at least 2,000 men. She has access to 2,000 men in her contacts page right there on her smartphone. You guys need to understand, there is no incentive for a woman to get married. In fact, like I said, I just came out of Starbucks a couple of minutes ago. There was a good-looking girl in there. Guess what she's doing? She's sitting on the computer focusing on her so-called career, okay? So, women don't want to get married. They don't. You know, decent women, they want to focus on their career. The only woman out there who might want to get married are either the homely looking woman, you know, women who are not attractive, and they know every day they don't have a man, it's going to get harder for them because their looks are going to go down. either gold diggers who want to set you up for a major divorce rape later on, or post-wall women who are sick and tired of working. Chad ain't calling them up anymore, and they just want to sit home, pop out a kid or two, and gain 300 pounds, okay? Tell me, of all these three options, which one is your best option, huh? Being with the ugly woman who's gonna end up getting fat anyway, being with the post-wall woman who's end up being fat anyway and she doesn't even like you to begin with, end up with the gold digger who's gonna divorce rape you later on. Come on, man. All those three options are horrible. You know, Islam tells us that when the Antichrist is, or the Dajjal, if you're a Muslim, is about to come into this world, woman will go out and greet him. You guys need to understand, pretty much all these women out there, they're all brides of Satan. Satan is the ultimate bad boy that every woman wants. And because Satan, I don't have to sit here and tell you how satanic this world is. This world is becoming more and more satanic by the day. I don't even have to tell you that. I don't even have to give you an example. Just look around you guys, okay? So as the world becomes more satanic in anticipation of Satan coming into this world, women are waiting for Satan to come into this world. They don't want you. They don't want Mr. Good Muslim guy. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Listen, I've said it before and I've said it again. There's nothing more your typical hijabi woman hates than Allah, Muhammad, and you, okay? The reason why they virtue signal on the internet is that A, they want attention from incels, and B, they're hoping that 6'3", blue-eyed, blonde, white Chad, who's a multi-billionaire, would say, hey baby, come over. That's what they're really hoping for. You Muslim copers out there, man, I know when you go on to fucking social media and you see a hijabi saying, oh, I'm just looking for a good Muslim guy to take care of me so I can pray Fajr with him in the morning. Bitch, how many good Muslim guys are in your fucking DM right now who would fit that bill? Thousands, if not tens of thousands. But yet, she's still on the internet. Why? Because, again, she's looking for the top 1% of the top 1%. When are you Muslim copers out there gonna understand that women don't want you? They don't want Mr. Unimportant Loser Nobody, okay? And I think, I really do think that a lot of you Muslim guys who come into my comment section and you say, oh, Amr, you're promoting zina, it's haram, and that men should die virgins, you know, when they're fucking 80, 90 years old. I think the problem here is not so much that you guys actually give a fuck about zina or not. It's because you're fucking fugly and you know no girl out there will want to touch your peepee. So, guys, a lot of you Muslim copers out there, you come from a position of weakness, okay? This is why poor people say money is the root of all evil. Poor people say money is the root of all evil because they can't make money, okay? Muslim copers say zina is haram because they can't get their peepee touched. Now, the whole point of marriage, okay, back in the day, you know, like, I don't know, back in the 7th century, was to make sure a bitch doesn't die on the side of the road. Let me say that one more time. During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, and pretty much up until, you know, 100 years ago, the whole point of marriage was so the bitch doesn't die on the side of the road. Now, again, when you live in a small community, you can't travel, you only know a couple hundred people, and this bitch is not a virgin, she's a hoe, she sleeps around, ain't no man gonna want her, and eventually she's gonna end up dead because no man is around to take care of her. Today, guys, those constraints aren't there anymore. You know, a whore can pack up and leave and she starts all over again. Today, women can do something called work. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Women can go out and they can work. There is no need for a woman to have a man. Let me say that one more time. There's no need for a woman to have a man. She can make her own money, okay? You know, if she has a problem, she can go 911 and a guy with a gun is gonna show up and kill whoever she wants. So why does a woman wanna get married in 2022? So she can have beautiful kids and be a stay-at-home mom? She only wants to do that with Chad, not some fucking 5'4" curry sale named Yogi Obes. This is what a lot of you Muslim copers out there have got to realize. Your woman don't want you, okay? And telling guys to, oh, we'll meet Allah as a virgin. Do you know that sexual, do you guys know that sex is a must for men? Men need sex. Guys, I am telling you right now, right this minute, there's a big difference between having sex and masturbating, okay? I don't masturbate anymore. Well, you guys want to know why? Because I had great sex with that Latina girl back in San Cristobal. There is no comparison between sex and masturbating, okay? Masturbating is not good for you because I don't want to say it's unnatural. I'm just saying masturbating is a lot like watching porn and shit like that. It's not the real thing. It's really not that natural. This is why in Islam you get married. You get married in Islam so you can do what's natural, which is to jack off in a woman, okay? Now, in Islam, you can get married to a girl as early as 9, 10 years old, okay? Can you do that nowadays? Have you seen any people married at 9, 10, you know, 11, 12 years old? Doesn't happen anymore, right? So, what do you guys do out there, huh? You just wait, you just masturbate, watch porn until you meet Allah? That's fucking bad for you. Furthermore, what does God in the Quran say? Al-malu wal-banuna zinatu al-hayati al-dunya. The glitz and glamour of this world is money and kids, okay? You know how people say money is the root of evil? God says money is the glitz and glamour of this world. All God cares about is money and kids. He doesn't care about women. Again, the whole point of marriage was to make sure a bitch doesn't die on the side of the road because she would have had, she has no way to take care of her. Today, she doesn't have to worry about that anymore. And you Muslim copers out there, you need to ask yourself this question, okay? What's the difference between me banging a girl in San Cristobal versus me being married to the Hojabi for a month? What's the difference, huh? The difference is my parents didn't pay a $30,000 for a sham wedding. You know, the difference is we didn't have a wedding where hundreds of people showed up and ate. What's the difference between a freaking wedding, halal, okay? What's the difference between halal marriage and fucking some girl in San Cristobal? What's the motherfucking difference, okay? We had the mufti over there telling us Allah, Muhammad. The bitch didn't care about any of that shit. None of that stuff meant anything to her. How many Muslim guys are getting fucking divorced by their wives just because, okay? Even if you marry a good girl, you are her first, you marry her while she's young, she's still gonna leave you. A second cousin of mine, he's about my age, maybe younger than me by a year or two, he's out in the Bay Area. He's out in the Bay Area. He's working as a corporate lawyer. He married a young, beautiful Egyptian woman. He brought her to America from Egypt. He put her through college. She has a PhD. And guess what? Now at the age of 37, she tells him, I've wasted my life with you. My entire life with you was a total waste. It's like, bitch, the guy brought you from Egypt, one of the poorest countries on the face of the planet. He took you to the Bay Area, one of the most desirable places to live on the face of the planet. He put you through motherfucking school, through university, and how do you thank him by telling him, oh yeah, my entire life with you was a total waste. I regret getting with you. What the fuck? What the fuck, bitch? So, this just goes to show you guys, marrying a good girl, a virgin, means absolutely nothing in 2022. Heck, it doesn't even mean anything fucking 14, 15 years ago. In fact, a family friend of ours, he was actually here in Florida a couple of days ago. And the reason why he was here in Florida is that he was visiting his kids. He's married to my cousin. Well, guess what? I have a lot of cousins, by the way. He was married to my cousin. My cousin was born here in America, so she's an American citizen. Guess what? She divorced him and ran away with the kids. She just got up one day in Egypt, took the kids, came on a plane, went to America, and that's it. So now what my good friend does is that every half a year, you know, he comes here to America, spends a couple of days with his kids, and then goes back to Egypt. That's just how women are. And he married my cousin fucking 15, 16 years ago when she was like, what, 22, 23, maybe 22, 23. Doesn't mean anything. And then on top of that, you know, he's trying to hook up with another girl back in Egypt. And this girl that he wants to hook up with in Egypt, she was married for 15 years. And then she left her husband just because. This is what you Muslim copers out there need to realize. Your woman, assuming the bitch ain't fugly, your woman eventually will leave you because they just want to go out there and practice their hypergamy. You guys need to understand, man. Hot women need to know what their pussy can get. Hey, today I got, you know, like for example, that woman who married my second cousin who took her out to the Bay Area. He's a corporate lawyer. He put her through university. Well, that woman can say to herself, hey, maybe I can get, you know, 6'3" Chad rather than a 5'10" Arab. You know, this is how women think. Women need to move up. Either they need to move up financially, either they need to move up looks wise. You know, if a woman is decent looking, she needs to move up the food chain. Again, she either needs to move up looks wise, she needs to move up money wise. The only woman that will stick with you are ugly women. And I've said this before to you Muslims out there, especially you Indian guys out there. Stop having ugly children. Hey, look, it doesn't bother me to see ugly children, okay? It doesn't bother me. Think about your motherfucking children, okay? You guys out there watching this video, think about your children. If you think you had it hard and you had to go out and find a woman who's a fucking one or two at the most because that's the only girl out there that would have let you stuck your dick in her pussy, imagine how bad your children are gonna have it. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. There's really no way you can win with the modern woman. Again, if you get with a ugly woman, okay, you're gonna have ugly kids. Your kids are gonna have it a lot worse than you. If you get with a hot woman, she's gonna be a gold digger. She's gonna divorce rape you, okay? And if you get with a decent woman, eventually she's gonna leave you. And if you get with a post-wall woman, who nobody is talking to, like Chad and Tyrone, you know, she might hang around because nobody else wants her, but she's not going to give you sex, okay? This is what a lot of you Muslim copers out there need to understand. Getting with post-wall woman, in particular, if the bitch is already a single mother, she just wants to be taken care of at that point. That's it, okay? There's really no way you can win as a Muslim or even as a non-Muslim. There's really no way for you guys to win with marriage, okay? Not just in 2022, but again, if you married a girl 15 years ago, you know, before Tinder, before this, before that, she's still gonna leave you. That's just how it is, guys. Any decent looking woman is gonna leave you. And don't come at me and tell me, oh well, I know these couple, they've been together for 40-50 years. Yeah, 40-50 years. Yeah, they've been together since what, 1970? Now they're fucking 90. Come on, man. You guys out there, stop coping, okay? Coping doesn't make things better. Coping only makes things worse. The whole point of this Muslim Coper channel is so Muslim Copers can wake up and realize, hey, man, marriage just isn't gonna work out. I want to have a harem system. I want to have hot bitches. That's what I want. I want to have a harem of hot bitches. Now, if they want to hang around, cool. If they want to bounce, bounce. But trust and believe, guys, trust and believe, ain't no woman out there wants marriage. And you guys need to understand, man, marriage to woman is a defeat. Let me say that one more time. Marriage to woman is a defeat. Why? Because marriage to a woman means that, okay, this is the only cock I'm gonna suck on for the rest of my life. Women don't want that. Women want to be free agents. Let me say that one more time. Women want to be free agents. They want to be able to sleep around with any guy they want, text any guy they want. You know, the whole reason why women chase after, you know, the top 1% of the top 1%, it's because deep, deep down, they know they're not gonna get that guy. Again, this is the equivalent of Muslim copers who tell me, Omar, you're promoting Zina, but the reality of the matter is no girl wants to touch your pee-pee because you're a fugly motherfucker. See, these women out there who say, oh, yeah, it's either Chad or bust, they know they can't get Chad. And that's exactly how they like it, because it allows them to be a free agent in life. It allows these women to sleep with any guy they want, text any guy they want. Guys, there's nothing, you know, women love going on social media and posting and getting likes on Instagram, you know. Hold the Truth hostage on MGTOW TV. He did a really good live stream a couple of days ago, and he said as the internet becomes quicker, you know, you'd be able to, like, post something online like this, and it goes viral super quick. So he said, you know, these women out there, they post a pic on Instagram, and, you know, seconds later, they want to see likes on it. This is where we are, guys, okay? As the internet becomes more quicker, more sophisticated, women want that attention. Every woman likes the fact that she wakes up in the morning, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Tinder matches. There's thousands of likes on her photos. Women don't want to give that up. They know if they get married, they're gonna give that up, unless, of course, they're into an open relationship. And guys, don't ever get into an open relationship. Okay, for those of you who don't know, an open relationship is pretty much where a woman gets to sleep with other guys and you don't sleep with other women, that is, because, well, let's be honest, no other woman would want you, and she's only in it for the stability. But women don't want to give up attention. Women love texting other guys. They love attention from other guys. They want to be with as many guys as possible, okay? The Prophet Muhammad said women are intellectually and morally deficient. So you guys can't sit there and say Allah, Muhammad, none of that stuff means anything to a woman, guys. You know, like TFM said, there are women in Saudi Arabia who cheat on their husbands and they get stoned to death, but they don't care. Listen, man, if a woman is willing to get stoned to death, if a woman is willing to commit marriage suicide, like Mahdi said, how do you Muslim copers think marriage is gonna work? Please tell me, Muslim copers, how do you think marriage is gonna work today? How? Please, are you gonna marry an ugly woman and have ugly kids and have your male children have it hella worse than you? Come on, man. Come on, man. Think about your motherfucking children, you know? If you had it bad and you get with a fugly woman, your kids are gonna have it worse. This is how you end up having fucking terrorists and kids shooting up the place and shit like that because the kid is fucking ugly. No girl wants him, you know? So the point I'm trying to get here to the Muslim culprit out there, man, is that marriage is dead, guys. Get that through your mind. Marriage is dead, okay? Marriage is dead. It's not coming back. Women don't want it, you know? In the MGTOW community, we say woman killed chivalry. In the Muslim community, we have to say woman killed marriage. They don't wanna get married. Again, for you guys out there gonna say, oh, well, I went into Gabriel the Romani's comment section and there are women in there who wanna get married. Use your motherfucking brain, okay? The woman who say, oh, I wanna get married, I want a good man, it's like, bitch, how many thousands of men are in your fucking DMs right now who are good Muslims, but you don't want them because they're not 6'3", Fortune 500, sad Chad CEO, okay? You Muslim guys out there gotta ask yourself that question, man. When you see women, when you see these hijabis on the internet LARPing about, oh, I can't find a good Muslim man, are you guys telling me there's no good Muslim men out there? You know, Muslim men who are doctors, engineers, college graduates. Are you telling me there is no good Muslim men who pray five times a day? Come on, man. Tons of good Muslim men out there, but the hijabi just doesn't want them. And for you to tell Muslim men, well, the only solution for you is to die a virgin. Dude, die a virgin? Die a virgin? What the fuck? Die a virgin? You know, why did God create woman? Seriously, why did God create woman? God created woman so we can fuck the shit out of them. The only purpose a woman has is to get fucked. Doggy style, missionary, put her on top in my case. Women are to be fucked. And then you come here and say to Muslim guys, die a virgin. Come on, man. I mean, you guys out there have to think. You have to use your motherfucking brain, you Muslim coppers out there. Why do we go to school? Why do we excel in life? Because of pussy. We want pussy, okay? You know, I'm not Chad. I'm not Tyrone. When I was in LA, I told you this story before, but if you're new on the Muslim Copper channel, you haven't heard it before. You know, there's homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone in Venice Beach. And the reason why homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone are homeless, it's because women from all over the world who vacation in Venice Beach, they go up to him. They're like, hey, Chad, you wanna go eat with me? My treat. Hey, Tyrone, you want to come shower at my place? These guys don't have to do anything for sex. And because these guys don't do anything for sex, they do not excel. So all you Muslim copers out there who are like, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an engineer, I want to make a shitload of money, you're doing that so you can stick your dick in pussy. So don't come at me and say, die a virgin. I'm gonna live in my mama's basement, play video games all day, and watch porn. Hey, listen, if you're a fugly dude, hey, look, listen. If you are a fugly motherfucker, which most Indians and Arabs are, yeah, it's over for you. You really are better off, you know, living in your mama's basement, jacking off and playing video games, because that's really the only thing you can do. But don't come out here and tell Muslim men or any men who actually have a chance to get their pee-pee touched to die a virgin. They're not fucking losers like you. You guys take me, Amar Metwali. Why am I trying to build an empire with MGTOW TV and other platforms I have going on? Because I want to live my bad boy phase, okay? I want to hop on jets, go all over the world, fuck hot bitches, okay? I'm real about what I say because I made it happen. As you guys know, I fucked a hot bitch in San Cristobal and I can fuck her again. I can fuck other bitches too. That's my goal. But you Muslim copers out there, you fugly Indian Arab guys out there, you know, you die a virgin, man. diversion, so Allah can send you to Jannah. Come on, man. The whole point of marriage, guys, was to make sure the bitch doesn't die on the side of the road. Today, women work. Today, women don't need men. Today, what's the difference between having a side bitch and having a fucking wife, okay? A wife, you married her and you had a big wedding. So? We were divorced within a month. Doesn't mean jack squat. Weddings, mufti, diamond ring, you know, none of that stuff means anything to your typical fifi, let alone a hojabi. None of that stuff means anything other than I got an idiot that I'm gonna take advantage of. That's all a wedding and marriage means to the modern day woman. Okay? Once we realize that marriage was simply to save a woman from death, then that's when we can use our brain and understand that the Prophet Muhammad said, in this time, there's going to be 50 women to be looked after by one man. So, what are you going to do? You know, those 50 women out there, what are you going to do? You're going to tell them, Allah be with you, you know? Just like Allah be with a virgin, Allah be with a dirty, dirty hoe? No. What you're gonna have is that you're gonna have a harem of hot bitches, you know? Guys, use your brain, man. There are rich guys out there like Jay Leno who have a garage of like exotic cars, man. This is how you and I have got to view woman, you know? As long as her pussy's clean, hell yeah, I'm good. If your pussy's clean, I'm good, baby. You know, today I'm gonna fuck the Asian girl, tomorrow I'm gonna fuck the blonde, the day after that I'm gonna fuck the Latina girl. You as men out there, if you have money and you have some sort of looks, okay, not fucking fugly Indian Arab, okay, if you as a man have money, which is what God tells you, you know, zinat al-malu al-banuna zinat al-hayal zinat al-hayat. If you as a man have money and you have looks, you gotta treat women the same way Jay Leno treats cars. And do you guys think that Jay Leno mistreats any of his cars? Do you think Jay Leno takes out the Lambo and does fucking wheelies with it and pops a wheel and drives on fucking two wheels and shit like that? No. Jay Leno takes good care of his cars. It's the same thing with the modern woman. As long as her pussy's good, she sucks dick, she'll be well taken care of. This is where we are. This is where we are heading. And if you as a Muslim coper cannot see that, then I don't know what to tell you guys. At this point, again, if you are an ugly dude, listen, man, I keep shit 100% with you guys, okay? You know, everybody else wants to offer you false hope. Everybody else tells you, oh man, if you buy my app, subscribe to my Patreon, call me up for $1,000 an hour, you're gonna go from dud to stud. I keep it real with you guys out there, okay? If you're a 5'4" curry sale, you're ugly, stay home, make the least amount of money so you can buy video games, whack off to porn, and wait for Allah to take your life. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.